Hello, and welcome back to Surgery 101, the podcast series brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta. Please visit our website at surgery101.org to learn more about the Surgery 101 app, Surgery 101 notes, and the Surgery 101 network. This week's episode is the second in a series of two episodes dealing with urology and cancer. And we'll be hearing again from our Surgery 101 expert, Dr. Niels Jacobsen. Last week, he told us about renal cell carcinoma, and this week, he's going to tell us about bladder cancer. And he'll be using a familiar framework that you heard of last week. He'll be looking at epidemiology, biology, and risk factors, first of all. Then he'll be talking about how patients present, and how they're evaluated, and how the cancer is staged. And lastly, he'll be talking about treatment options for patients with bladder cancer. So, let's get ready to deal with more problems with the P, here on Surgery 101.
In this podcast, we will discuss bladder cancer, urothelial cancer in particular, focusing on the epidemiology, biology, risk factors, presentation, evaluation, staging, and treatment of bladder cancer. First, we'll discuss epidemiology. In terms of prevalence, bladder cancer is the most common malignancy of the urinary tract. This is based on a high rate of local recurrence within the bladder and because it can affect both sexes. That being said, men are affected more commonly than women by a 3-to-1 ratio. Bladder cancer is the fourth most common malignancy in men and the ninth most common in women in North America. Roughly 75,000 new cases are diagnosed annually in the United States, 15,000 of which eventually die of the disease. The median age of diagnosis is approximately 70 years. Caucasians are affected more commonly than are African Americans and Asians. This trend has not been shown to parallel racial smoking rates, indicating that genetic factors are at play in terms of the protective effects against smoking, which has been shown to be an important risk factor for bladder cancer development. The lifetime risk of bladder cancer among North American white men is 3%. It is interesting to note that based on its high prevalence, bladder cancer has proven to be the most expensive cancer to treat. Urothelial cancer, otherwise known as TCC, or transitional cell carcinoma, is the most commonly identified histologic subtype, accounting for 95% of bladder cancers in the developed world. Squamous cell carcinoma is the second most common subtype at 3%, but it actually accounts for most cases of bladder cancer in Egypt, where schistosomiasis is endemic. Less commonly seen histology includes adenocarcinoma, small cell carcinoma, and micropapillary variant. Next, we'll discuss risk factors for bladder cancer. By far, the most important risk factor is smoking, which triples a person's risk of developing bladder cancer. Additional risk factors include toxic, occupational-related exposure to aromatic amines, which may occur in the printing, petrochemical, and aluminum industries, amongst others. Chronic inflammation, be it from infection, radiation, and chronic indwelling catheters, can predispose to bladder cancer, and in particular, squamous cell carcinoma. As already stated, genitourinary schistosomiasis is a common cause of squamous cell carcinoma of the bladder in Egypt. There appears to be no strong genetic or familial component in the development of bladder cancer. In terms of location, urothelial carcinoma may occur anywhere along the urinary tract, from the renal calyces and renal pelvis down to the urethra. The bladder happens to be the most common location for bladder cancer to develop, likely based on its large surface area and by the fact that it endures the longest contact time with any predisposing carcinogens excreted into the urine. Because bladder cancer is such a common problem, it is important to highlight its presentation and evaluation. Hematuria, be it gross or microscopic, is the most common form of presentation by far, with microscopic hematuria being defined as greater than 3 red blood cells per high-powered field in 2 out of 3 urine analyses taken. Bladder cancer seldom is identified incidentally, meaning that the vast majority of cases